بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the discussion of the meaning or explanation of Surah Qaf, we have reached verse 26. Yes, 26. فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. Let's have that verse, inshallah. Yeah, who set up another ilah with another god with Allah, then both of you cast him in the severe torment. This is the punishment in hell. We seek refuge in Allah from that. Then his companion, قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد. His companion, as Shaitan, devil, will say, "Oh Lord, I did not push him to transgress, but he was himself in error, far astray." So this companion who led him astray and turned him away from the way of Allah says, I did not commend him, nor did I push him to transgress or lie, nor to be a stubborn disbeliever. And I didn't say to him, be a transgressor, nor to be doubtful, and also not to be a mushrik. I didn't do all of that, his companion says. However, then he says, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. But he was himself in error, far astray. Meaning this kafir was in dalal, misguidance, away from the truth. So then, now we have two disputants. The stubborn disbeliever and his qareen, his companion, shaitan. So the stubborn disbeliever claims that his companion is the one who led him astray, while his companion denies that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, لا تختصموا لدي. لا تختصموا لدي. No disputes. It's finished. Why? Because the proof is established, and there is no excuse for anyone. لا تختصم لدي. Allah says, dispute not in front of me. I had already in advance sent you the threat. So the proof has been established, and there is no plea for anyone. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. So I already in advance sent you the threat. And in the next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. The sentence that comes from me cannot be changed, and I am not unjust to the least, to the slaves. No one can change my sentence, because the judgment is purely for Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a promise, then he is the truthful one who fulfills perfectly his promise subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to the threat, he may, subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive whom he wishes from the sins, except shirk, ascribing partners to Allah. And وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And I am not unjust to the least, to the slaves. Allah stated this in so many places in the Quran, as in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 40, قال الله تعالى إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها. إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة. Surely Allah wrongs not even of the weight of an ant, a small ant. But if there is any good done, He doubles it and gives from Him a great reward, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Taha, verse 112, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا. And he who works deeds of righteousness while he is a believer, then he will have no fear of injustice, nor of any curtailment of his reward. And the verses regarding this matter are replete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do injustice to the least, to anyone. If we, on the other hand, contemplate, we will find that the favor of Allah and His goodness far exceeds the matters related to His justice. How? The recompense for a sin is a sin, however, the recompense for a good deed is tenfold. If we take by justice, then the sin for the sin and the good for the good, good deed for a good deed. But the favor of Allah far exceeds that. So He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, recompense in terms of the good actions that which far exceeds the proportion in terms of the bad actions. And this is from His grace and generosity and goodness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ نَزِيدٍ. On the day when we will say to hell, are you filled? It will say, are there any more? Are there any more? This means, remember, when we will, on the day when we will say to hell, are you filled? Allah asks hell, هل امتلأتي, are you filled? And He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it's full, whether it's filled or not, rather, because there is nothing hidden from Him. But He asks hell in order to establish for it what He promised subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah states in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 119, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in His saying, surely I shall fill hell with jinns and men altogether. So Allah asks it, هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ, are you filled? Meaning, did that which Allah promised, did it come to reality and come to exist? Because Allah promised to fill paradise and to fill hell. So it will respond by saying, هل من مزيد. هل. This article, هل, are there any, are there, this is an article which could mean an exclamation of request, meaning it asks for more. It asks for more. هل من مزيد. Or it could mean this article هل, not هل as fire, هل من مزيد. This article could mean an exclamation of denial. Exclamation of denial, istifhamu nafi, meaning no more to take, exceeding what's therein. The scholars have two sayings regarding this matter. The first saying is that this is an exclamation of negation. There is no more than what I have now accumulated. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is like the saying of Allah in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse 3, هَلْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ خَالِقٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the sky and the rain? أَيْ مِنْ خَالِقٍ. Is there any creator? This is an exclamation of denial, of negation. And so therefore, in under such a meaning, with this meaning, hellfire is full, and there is no more to take. So the meaning would mean that it is full. The second meaning, if we take it to mean an exclamation of request, this in this case, it means it asks for more. So, when the ulama disagree in matters of tafsir, interpretation, or other than the matter of tafsir, then we return to what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, so as to know which of the two sayings takes precedence as to be the correct one. So in this case, it is affirmed from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had said, لا تزال جهنم تلقى فيها وهي تقول هل من مزيد حتى يضع رب العزة عليها قدمه أو قال عليها رجله فينزوي بعضها إلى بعض وتقول قط قط. This hadith is in Al-Bukhari and in Muslim. This hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the people will be thrown into hell fire, and it will say, are there any more to come? Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Allah, the Lord of Might, puts his foot in, or another narration, his leg over it, and it will say enough, its parts will be integrated together, and it will say قط قط, enough, 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 enough. So therefore, the saying that takes precedence in being correct is that this is an exclamation of request, meaning it asks for more. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala precedes His anger. So He puts His foot or His leg subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that fits His majesty, and in this case its parts integrate with one another, and it becomes restricted, and it says no more, enough, enough. So therefore, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established that He had filled paradise and hell from mankind. And in this hadith, there is the affirmation of the foot or the leg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is intended is that this is a real attribute, a real and true attribute. However, it does not resemble the feet or the legs of the created in any way, and therefore we must be on certainty that it is unlike that of the creatures, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like unto him, and he is the all-hearer, all-seer. All-hearer, all-seer. So we hear and we see. But remember the beginning of the verse. Here, there is nothing like unto him, and Allah affirmed for himself a hearing and seeing. Lest man begins to think as this resembles the creatures, Allah mentioned here, there is nothing like unto him, but at the same time he affirmed what Allah affirmed for himself, and this therefore means that it is unlike anything you would think of, and that this is particular to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, regarding all the attributes of the self and actions, etc., there is nothing like unto Allah, and then you affirm what Allah affirmed for himself. So in this case, Allah affirmed for himself the foot and the leg, and as in the other narration. So therefore we say there is nothing like unto him, and he is qualified with a foot, and in accordance to the other narration, a leg. This applies to all the attributes. This applies to all the attributes. So what is intended here in his saying in this verse, يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمُ, on the day when we will say to hell. This is a warning to mankind, because none of us know, would he be from the fuel of hell or from those who are saved from it. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينجينا وإياكم منها. We ask Allah the Most High to save us and you from it. Then in the next verse, in verse 31, قال الله تعالى وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. And paradise will be brought near to the pious and the righteous, not far off. نسأل الله عز وجل من فضله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his favor, meaning it will be brought, not far off. هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Next verse. This, meaning the nearness of paradise, هَذَا مَا تُوْعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيرٍ. It will be said, this is what you are promised, meaning what you see of the closeness of paradise. It is for those of returning to Allah in sincere repentance. This is what Allah promised. Allah promised the believers who do righteous deeds, Allah promised them a paradise. And Allah fulfills his promises. But to whom? Allah made it clear here, لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيرٍ. This is what you were promised. It is for those who awwab, of returning to Allah in repentance. Hafiz, and those who preserve their covenant with Allah. They preserve that which Allah commanded them to do. And this is like the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, him and his father, احفظ الله يحفظك. Preserve Allah, Allah will preserve you. And he preserved the commands of Allah. Don't treat it with negligence and carelessness, but be motivated regarding accomplishing them, such that if the person falls in sin by abandoning an obligation or committing something haram, you find him oft returning to Allah in repentance from his sins and returning to the acts of obedience. This person then is someone who is hafiz, preserving what Allah commands him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. Those who preserve their covenant with Allah. مَنْ خَشِيَ, 33, مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who preserve their covenant with Allah. The next verse, من خشي الرحمن بالغيب, who feared the most beneficent Allah in the unseen, that is in his worldly life before seeing and meeting Allah. And جاء بقلب منيب, and brought a heart turned in repentance to him, meaning he fears Allah based upon knowledge. And this khashya, this awe, is not established except with knowledge, and the evidence for this is in Surah Fatir 35:28. إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. It is only those who have knowledge among his slaves that fear Allah. So this is fear and magnification and reverence of Allah, the Most Mighty, the Most Majestic. Because it is established upon knowledge. Now the saying of Allah, the Most High, من خشي الرحمن بالغيب, the one who feared the Most Beneficent in the unseen, it has two meanings. It has two meanings to it. First, that the person feared the Most Beneficent, yet he did not see him, did not see Allah, but he saw the signs that lead to him and are proofs for his existence, and that he deserves to be worshipped alone. This is the first meaning. The second meaning is, who feared the Most Beneficent in the unseen, meaning when away from people, he fears Allah. Because there are people who fear Allah when they are present with other people, but when they are alone, they don't fear Allah. Like the hypocrite who shows off. If he is with the people, you find him from the best in terms of khashya, of awe. And if he is alone, he does not fear Allah. Similarly, there are from people who may have an apparent awe, but the heart is empty of awe. So therefore, this is the meaning of this verse, the two meanings. So the person who fears Allah, whether he is with people or away from people in his own private work, or if he is away from people with respect to his heart, because the awe in the heart is the origin. That's why Allah says here, وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ, and brought a heart turned in repentance. Meaning he died while he is in a state of turning to Allah in repentance. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and die not except in a state of submission to Allah. So meaning continue on turning to Allah in repentance until you die, and to meet Allah, because the actions, verily the results of deeds done depend upon the last actions, as in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari 876, hadith 500, إنما الأعمال بالخواتيم, and verily the rewards of the deeds are decided by the last actions of last deeds, or verily the results of deeds done depend upon the last actions. قال الله تعالى in the next verse, this is concerning the paradise. It will be said, this is what you have promised. Then Allah says in verse 34, ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود, enter therein in peace and security, this is the day of eternal life. ادخلوها, this is a command, and there is no doubt that this is a command generosity, because in the hereafter there is no legal orders and commands, but rather there is honor or humiliation. there is honor or humiliation. So when Allah says to the polytheists and the mushriks, "Udkhulu abwaba jahannam," enter through the gates of hell, this is a command of humiliation. And in this verse, Allah says to the believers, "Udkhuluha bisalam." This is a command of honor, honoring them. "Udkhuluha bisalam," meaning accompanied with peace. And this peace here meaning free of any defect. It means free of any defect. Because the people of paradise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from them. They are free from illnesses, free from old age, free from death, free from enmity, free from envy, free from everything, safe from all of them. So they are safe and secure. لهم ما يشاءون فيها. لهم ما يشاءون فيها. ولدينا مزيد. Next in 35. لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد. They will have all that they desire, and we have more for them. We have more for them. مزيد, more than what they hope and look for. Because man in his creation is unable to check and investigate everything, and his intention may not be fulfilled. And with respect to the people of paradise, all that which they desire is there, is existing, and is good. If the person desires a certain fruit, apples, grapes, or the like, he will find it at any time. Everything the person seeks, and looks for is there. Does not end. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ, and we have more, meaning we have more than that which they hope for, and that which they look for, and that which they desire. And from this mazid, from this more, is the seeing, looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who look at His face on the day of resurrection. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and others from the people of knowledge took this verse as evidence for the actual seeing of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, this verse, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ, they will have all that with their desire and will have more. This is like the saying of Allah in Surah Yunus 10:26, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةٌ, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةٌ, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى, for those who have done good is the best reward in paradise, and even more. And this even more is the looking at the magnificent face of Allah the Most High. نسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا منهم وأن يرزقنا النظر إلى وجهه الكريم في جنات النعيم. We ask Allah the Most High to make us from them and to bestow upon us the looking at His magnificent and honorable face in the Jannat, in the gardens of endless bliss. إنه هو الجواد الكريم لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.